Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures. In-depth discussion on movies, no matter how guilty they make you feel.
All right, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans, we are back here for another just glorious episode. We drove here. We were going to take a plane, but we didn't drive.
Too many motherfucking snakes.
On that motherfucking plane!
I'm Josh McCouga. You guys know me at Josh McCouga on Twitter. Next to me, the star of this month's Hallmark Classic.
Yes.
This soap smells like flowers, but it tastes a lot like love. Ben Begley.
Why would anyone eat the soap?
It's a Hallmark movie. You never know.
I've heard of not dropping the soap, but don't eat the soap either. It's bad for you.
And hey, a lovely everybody. Lady who always smells floral and fresh out of the shower, Miss Alicia Malone.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show, Alicia. This is your fourth time. Yeah, your fourth appearance on Guilty Movie Pleasure.
Right. People think I'm a pretentious wanker because I love classic movies and indie movies, but I have a lot of Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Yeah. Pretentious wanker.
Pretentious wanker, Alicia Malone.
People think I'm a pretentious wanker just because I am a pretentious
and I have no idea what wanker means. Is that... That's like a... What,
it's like a... It's fucker.
Like a douchebag.
Yeah, douchebag.
It's okay. A cooler... I wish that America would adopt wanker instead of douchebag.
Yeah,
douchebag,
I like wanker.
Whenever you say douchebag, you inevitably sound like one too because you're saying that word.
Yeah, but like wanker doesn't sound as cool as...
Wanker.
Yeah, great.
Like wanker.
Yeah, like and Alicia's accent, it sounds wanker. Amazing.
Bloody but wanker.
We're like, bloody wanker. Yeah, it doesn't work as well.
Nothing sounds as cool.
No, definitely not.
Motherfucking wanker. Are we allowed to swear?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is going to be the most swearing in the history of Guilty Movie Pleasures.
We have to top, what was the one that was really bad? From Dusk Till Dawn.
No.
From Dusk Till Dawn was real bad.
That one, but then the Jason Statham one when we said cunt like 4,700 times.
From Dusk Till Dawn, I think we said the P word like 700 times.
A lot of times.
Use that word ever in real life. Yep.
But the F word and the MF word will be said on this podcast a lot of motherfucking times today. So, because we are talking, of course, the classic Alicia Malone's favorite movie, right next to Space Odyssey 2001, I believe.
Yep, just next
2010, the year we made contact, is clearly the superior film.
Some motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane. Ben has got his previously owned. It's
I
a
bought
two-day
it
rental.
From 2020 video back when that used to exist.
Yep, and there we go. Guys, this is... we were talking before this movie got started that... you can tell your story of how you first saw it, because it's pretty good.
I became really obsessed with this movie. So it was like, 2006?
Wait, point out your shirt to the audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you see it?
Can you see it?
It's got snakes plus plane.
Plus plane equals snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, and then it says S-O-A-P, which is what the fans call it.
Soap.
Yeah, soap, yep.
That's why I was saying about soap at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
It's all coming full circle.
It had nothing to do with our conversation before the podcast.
Nope, not at all.
So it was 2006. I was working for a movie network cable channel, and I was producing and editing, and I had to find a lot of news to write about. So I stumbled upon that blog that the screenwriter wrote about coming on board this film called Snakes on a Plane. Starring Samuel L. Jackson. And like many people on the internet, I just got sucked into how amazing this film sounded.
Yes.
Firstly, it's very literal. It was a working title, but I just loved how it described exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And also, it combines two things that a lot of people are afraid of, flying and things going wrong when they're flying, and snakes. Motherfucking snakes.
Motherfucking snakes.
I was just like, how does this happen? So then all the fan artwork started.
Because it was called Snakes on a Blog, right?
Yeah,
originally.
Snakes on a Blog.
I watched the special features.
Oh, yeah,
Snakes on a Blog. There was a Cobra Starship, the music guys did like a video.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that song, because that song makes no sense.
Come on, bring it. I love it.
It makes no sense.
Hey, Jonathan, can you grab that song? We can maybe play it near the end of the show. We could talk about it.
Awesome. And then
thanks, man.
There was that fake trailer, which had the famous line, enough is enough. I've had it with these motherfucking snakes and the motherfucking plane. And I loved watching all that grow into this internet phenomenon. This is before social media really took off to the level it is now. So it just went viral of its own accord. bought this t-shirt, bought my friends three t-shirts on my birthday, 2006, September 4th, by the way, it's coming up soon.
September 4th,
we went and saw
that,
that
means
on
we're
a
supposed
plane.
To get her a present, is what that means.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a subtle hint.
By
me
time,
by I'm going to get you a snake.
Thanks.
I'm going to get you a little plane, and we're going to strap the snake to the plane.
Yep.
Table so there was no one else in the cinema. It was just me and my three friends.
What?
We all wore our t-shirts. We got gummy snakes. It was so much fun to this day. Adorable. One of the best experiences.
Where'd you see it, though, that there wasn't anybody in it?
It was suburban cinema in Sydney.
Okay.
So
nobody in Australia gave a shit. Because when I saw it in theaters, it was packed.
That would have been cool.
It was a full house.
It would have been cool to see it with an American audience, too, because they're so vocal.
Yeah.
Australians just like...
Unfortunately.
Like last night when I saw The Visit and I legit screamed. I was the only person that screamed at one point.
Oh, yeah.
and the two people next to me were like, shut up.
I went and saw, just a quick sidebar, in the Funhouse Massacre that we did, we all went and saw It Follows when we were on a day off. And one of the actors in our movie was Australian, Lee Parker. Hilarious guy.
Do you know Lee Parker?
Do you know him?
Yeah.
He's great. He's hilarious.
I know him through friends.
Not a fan of going to the movies with him, though. And he'll love this. But we were watching It Follows, and every time something scary would happen, he'd go, I know. I know. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, fuck, no. Oh, fuck, no. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Pretty
and we're like,
accent.
Lee. We're like, Lee.
That's pretty good.
We're like, Lee, stop. He's like, what? Was I saying something? And I'm like, yes, yes. He, like, didn't even know. He's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
oh
no.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, mate. It was so good.
So
my
good.
Accent is terrible.
No, no, it's better than mine.
Actually, it's much better than yours.
Ah, fuck off,
good.
You wankers.
It's a hard accent to do.
Very hard.
Very hard.
I was telling Alicia that I went to see this in theater. In theater. Went with some buddies. We obviously got like super stoned before because I mean it's snakes on a plane.
That
would have been good. Yeah, me neither. I should have
walked in. We were so psyched, and I love Samuel L. Jackson. Like, if I were to meet Samuel L. Jackson, the first thing I would talk to him about is snakes on a plane.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
see, I'd probably be. I'd say Nick Fury
would be. Oh well, yeah, because
I wore this t-shirt underneath another shirt when I did my interview for Avengers. That was the first time I'd interviewed Samuel L. Jackson. I just went.
And what did he do?
He was like. I was like, big reveal, look.
He's probably like, hey, I've done a lot of cooler things since then.
Or he was like, boobs?
Yeah.
There's
no t-shirt.
T-shirt, got it.
Oh, t-shirt.
So I went to see with some buddies. We got really stoned. And I mean, we're in the theater and it was raucous.
Oh, yeah.
Like when he said enough, like, I mean, it was like the Steelers scored a touchdown. Everybody just erupted like popcorn.
Sounds so good.
It was so fun. That's why when I asked you, because it was just you and your three friends.
Yeah, so we were like, yay!
We had a blast, too. It was similar. It was in Akron, Ohio, Montrose, I believe the Regal Cinemas there. And we all were just going crazy over it. We thought it was ridiculous. Yeah. I remember the first kill when the snake bites the woman directly on the nipple, the entire audience was like, this is gonna be awesome. Yeah, there's snakes on a boob, snakes on a dick, snake on a tongue, snake on an eyeball. This movie.
Snake on an ass.
I love it. And a lot of that was added in later on because it was gonna
be a 5-day reshoot that they did.
Yeah, and then they reshot it to include the famous line and then add in more boobs, more snakes, more gore.
I can't believe Taylor Kitsch is in this movie as basically a softcore porn actor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He has no. There's a deleted scene. Which I didn't even watch because it just seemed boring. It was him and slutty girl like talking like
you don't want to hear him talk.
And I was like, hey,
get to it.
But it's so funny now how big he is. And
well, this was right at like the middle of Friday Night Lights,
first season of Friday Night Lights.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's just so funny that I was like, holy shit, is that Taylor Kitsch? He's on. You know, the shitty season of True Detective right now. Wow. Look how far
he's
come.
There's so many people.
I would much rather watch
movie.
Snakes on a Plane than the last season of True Detective.
I haven't finished it yet. I hate watching it.
But let's get into that. But we should do the plot in under. Oh, yes. Let's do the plot in under 3 minutes.
I think it'll be
sure.
Two,
who's going
to
start?
You two. We'll start with Alicia.
Alicia's going to start? Okay.
Two, one, Malone.
The movie opens in Hawaii. Nathan Phillips going on a motorcycle. What dead guy? Almost dead guy comes from the jungle. Bad guys come.
Yeah.
Kill him. Nathan Phillips' character sees it, runs away, goes to his apartment, and then...
Drink some Red Bull.
The guys show up, you know, these fucking wankers. No, I'm kidding. These guys show up. These Eddie Kim's dudes. They try and kill him, but Sam Jackson comes out of nowhere because apparently they got the fingerprints off of the Red Red Bull and then tracked his location, which I had to actually think about how they did that.
Yeah.
Then they're interrogating him. They're like, we got to get you to L.A. so you can testify against Eddie Kim.
And he's
they
like,
get on a plane.
Do what you say. Do what I say if you want to live.
Do what I say. You'll live. You know, something like basically that. Like,
do what I say if you want to live.
Basically a rendition of Terminator's line. Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
Then they get on. They're like, oh, we're not going to go on this plane, but everybody thinks we're going to get on that plane. They go on this other plane that's filled with people. They kick everybody out of first class and take up the whole section. We reveal that there's these pheromones being sprayed on the Lays so that they'll they'll eject it into the air conditioning, and then the snakes start attacking Makuga.
Okay, so they're in there. We basically see like a timer after they shut a door. The timer finally opens, and it's like surrounded by whatever. Those snakes start coming out or whatever.
Worst security ever in Honolulu.
I mean, it's
apparently
awful. Yeah. There's nobody really running security, and apparently Eddie Kim knows everybody, so he can like run this freaking place because Eddie Kim has his hands in everything. He knows snake charmers. He knows ways to get on airplanes. Whatever. He owns everybody. Cops, FBI agents, whatever. That's the suspension of belief you have to realize. The timer goes off, the snakes go everywhere, and apparently these snakes are really attracted to wiring, because the first thing they do is attack wiring.
Chew up
and
some
it,
wires.
And it fucks with the plane, with the mother... that cat gets destroyed. I'm not a big fan of cats, so we're good. The snakes start infiltrating the ventilation, Ben.
Alicia.
Then they come down, Taylor Kitchen, other girl, having sex. What? Snake on a boob.
Snake on a boob.
Snake on a boob.
Kill.
Snake
people
on a
think
neck.
They're just going a mile-high club. And then the snakes start coming out from everywhere.
1 minute.
And start killing everyone.
It's
left,
brutal,
right,
just
center.
Just murder,
snakes
murder,
everywhere.
Kill.
Snakes on all people.
Quick snakes, big snakes,
quick
small
snakes,
fake snakes.
And then they put up all the luggage to block them. The whole time, not just going, let's all go up to first class where none of them are. They're just like, no,
well, you can't
keep,
go up there
because Nathan Phillips is up
Nathan
there.
Phillips is up
let's
there.
Keep the one guy safe, though. While, I'm sorry, the plan has changed once. Anyway, so then
35
they get
seconds.
The snake expert down in L.A. figuring out everything with Bobby Cannavale. But then, no, he's filling it. That happens early. On and he's figuring things out.
Got it.
And then the second wave of snake attacks happen. Both pilots get taken out.
Yeah.
Pilot's gone. This nice, really old stewardess is gone. The black guy's bodyguard.
So
the black guy's bodyguard gets shot, and they're like, we're gonna have to get the plane going. We don't have a pilot. The pilot's dead. They're like, I play PlayStation. I get a pilot. And that's when they're like, we gotta suck the snakes out. I'm so tired. These fucking snakes on the plane. They get down there. It's coming down. Oh, we're gonna land at the tower. Like, what are you gonna do? Brakes. Turn this motherfucker. Boom. Down. Shoot. Snake. Win.
Surfing at the end.
See, that's my favorite. I swear. I know I say it every week, but I look forward to that every week, watching Makuga's head explode. You get so red-faced, and you just start sweating, and it gets less and less logical as it goes. I love it.
I do get a little sweaty.
Oh, man.
There.
It's so good.
Holy shamole.
That reminds me of the Eddie Kim thing, reminds me of one of the sound clips I pulled, which was Options, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. So this is when he's like, his henchman goes, are you sure this is a good idea? And can you, John, are you in there? Can you play Options F?
Accidents happen. You think I didn't exhaust every other option? He saw me!
It's like, that's what we're saying. How many options do you go
through? What was the list of options?
Until you get to, snakes on a plane.
We have lions on a bus.
Lions on a bus.
We have tigers in a cab. We have lizards in a motorcycle.
He could just kill him.
Yeah, he owns everybody. Why isn't he just
a sniper or something?
Here's the other thing. Yeah, he had a guy in his payroll that was able to say which plane it was. He had guys that were on his payroll that could load the snakes on. Why didn't they just go?
Yeah,
pretend to be a passenger,
kill him.
Done.
He could have loaded the whole plane with passengers of his own henchmen, and they all have guns, whatever. And then the guy dies.
Accidents happen. Yes. Hundreds of snakes being released on a plane in recorded history would never be deemed an accident.
I mean, the whole pitch around this idea is like Eddie Kim and his buddies, like me and my buddies, were sitting around Stone and they were like, how are we going to get this guy? And they're like, listen, man, I've been thinking about this for a while. We should put snakes on a plane. And they're like,
that's amazing. Get snakes from all over the world and they don't have the anti-venom.
I've got a dude in Palm Springs that has snakes for days.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro.
So if it's in Palm Springs, how did he get the snakes
to Hawaii?
How did he, in the 24 hours that this guy witnessed his crime?
Maybe he had snakes ready to go, just in case someone saw him.
Well, guys, we've had these snakes for years and nothing to do with them.
Snakes aren't indigenous to Hawaii, so you have to get them there.
Yeah, so they had to fly there, then put them on another plane.
And then fly
back.
Oh, God.
And at the very end, so they fly back to Hawaii to go surfing. It's like, yeah. Don't go back.
Oh, that's the worst. There. That's my least favorite part of the entire movie is the surfing buddy.
The smallest wave possible.
My least favorite part of the entire thing, and I know he's Australian, right? Nathan Phillips.
I hate
him in this
movie.
He's actually a good actor.
He's a good actor.
I've seen him in Wolf Creek. He's great.
Yeah.
In this movie, he is terrible.
I know. This is what we were saying before, is like I've interviewed him many times over the years and he's a really fun guy, cheeky bastard, but he works so long in Australia. He has such a great career and he's someone who should do more in Hollywood because he's good, he's good looking.
Maybe
he's
the next Hugh Jackman.
But this movie, I don't know what went wrong.
They give him nothing to do.
He's just a real big wuss.
They give him nothing to do.
He should have been Australian. That would have made him more interesting.
Yeah, right?
Surfer.
First off,
And there are snakes in Australia. They could have, if they took this in Australia and they're like, we got to fly across.
Well, they would have been like, let's get the Australian guy because he has the most experience with snakes.
Right.
Yeah. Let's get him killing some snakes.
Right.
That's the thing. He barely has any heroic moments.
And like if he was like back in my day in the farm, we used to have like tons of snakes.
On a fucking outback.
Get me a shovel.
Yeah.
I was riding the back of
a bloody fucking wank out of a shovel.
By the way, I've killed a snake with a shovel.
You
killed
it?
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
No? I worked construction one summer, and we were clearing out land in Pittsburgh, and I drove this truck, so we'd like chop down trees and then like go dump this thing. And my first day of work, my boss was like, make sure you have a shovel. There's a lot of snakes up there. And I was like, there's a what? Are you serious? And I killed a few. I killed like 3 or 4 snakes.
Yeah. I hate snakes.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I don't mind snakes.
It's motherfucking snakes.
And Ben Begley's motherfucking car.
I'm Indiana Jones. I'm like Indiana Jones. I hate snakes. That's the only comparison to me and Indiana Jones. I'm not as handsome. I'm not as, witty.
Well-read.
I'm not as well-read. I'm not as adventurous. But...
Professor of Archaeology, Ben Begley.
Professor of guys, a little tidbit here. I've done 19 Hallmark movies, and I'm a professor of archaeology.
This fall, on Hallmark Channel, Ben Begley as a loving architect, Jennifer Tilly.
I think they already did that with Noah Wiley, called The Librarian. Wasn't that like a TV movie?
A librarian.
Yeah, but he studied a lot in the library.
He's bookish.
He's a bookish fucking wanker.
Bookish.
The giant montage of him on his fucking dirt bike in the opening is so boring.
It's lulling you into a false sense of security.
I know, it's like, hey, cool, it's just an extreme sports island. Movie.
What? This is happening.
And Red Bull, motorcycle, dead body.
Yeah.
They were clearly sponsored by Motorsports and Red Bull. But who is this guy?
And PlayStation.
Well, yeah, exactly. All praise be to PlayStation. I don't understand who the guy is in the beginning and how Nathan Phillips' character Sean knows him. Like at first, I was like, "Oh shit, is that his dad?" And then they never.
Does he know him, or does he just see does he him? Just, and the does guy
Nathan,
dies.
Does Nathan? Yeah. Is he going to do contractor work, or is he just randomly riding
around?
So he's just randomly riding around, and he happens to find this guy. That's about as implausible as Taylor Kitsch's character in True Detective Season 2 happening to ride around the highways and try to commit suicide by riding too fast and then swerving and finding the dead body faster.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So True Detective basically stole an actor and a plot point from Snakes on a Plane.
Please tell me the finale has
snakes in a casino.
No, but...
Damn it. That would have made it so much better.
Exciting.
Now, I have to... I mean, those are some plot holes. The other plot hole is that they find a Red Bull can... And they have the forensic science quick enough to find this dirt bike kid.
Within like 6 hours.
Within 6 hours. Not maybe even less.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got enough Red Bull that we're not like the time per se isn't exactly on like a linear path there. But the fact that Samuel L. Jackson then shows up and then it's a great ticking clock because it doesn't stop. Once you're in the tube of the airplane, forget about it. It's awesome. What was your favorite death?
Oh, my favorite death is the annoying guy getting squeezed by the anaconda.
And then eaten?
And then the head.
The world's worst CGI as it goes over his head.
Because that guy, it's the classic kind of horror movie concept. The annoying guy that you just cannot wait to die.
I love the overly, the hair plugs that
the
you can
see. The hair plugs, and he chucks the dog. I mean, he's he deserves to die.
I like when they finally shoot the plane holes and the anaconda gets sucked out and you can still see his body inside the snake. Did you notice that the snake is huge and you can still it's real quick and the body's still in there.
I paused it and was like, what was it? I didn't even notice it when I paused it. Look at you, body. Observing McGee.
Yeah.
My favorite death, I don't know, the most ridiculous death is, can we play the sound clip of Snake on a Dick?
Fucking Snake, get off my dick!
Fucking Snake, get off
my dick.
I love how when he goes to the bathroom, he's like, "Hey, big boy."
He's like, "How you doing, big snake, guy?" And it's like, who the fuck talks to their? I've never gone in a bathroom and been like, "What's up, little man?" I mean, like, not little man. I mean, like, "What's up, big?
What's up, big fella?
Medium size.
What's up, gardener snake?" I mean,
what's up, according to Esquire, average size for a male of my age?
That guy's the
depending
worst
on how manscaped
guy.
I am.
Oh, he's terrible.
Oh no, that's the thing. Terrible. Yeah,
but here's the other thing too: is there are some like brilliant actors. Juliana Margulies has won an Emmy and a Golden Globe.
Bobby Cannavale
is incredible.
Oh, man, he's incredible.
I can't wait for Vinyl. Have you seen the trailers for Vinyl? It's a new show on HBO. He plays like a 70s record exec.
He's fantastic.
He's awesome.
He's so good.
When he's
hugging him on the ground, it's amazing. Yeah. Oh god,
I love that
great
movie.
Everything.
So much.
He's even good in Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, I know. Because he's here's the thing. Bobby Cannavale can be this just unbelievably good villain like he was in Boardwalk Empire.
Ooh, yeah.
Or he can be like the greatest dude that you ever want to trust, like in Win-Win or in this movie. Because as soon as Samuel Jackson calls Bobby Cannavale, like, it's all right, Cannavale's on it.
He's
going to
sort it. Whereas that the snake guy was a bit of a dick.
Yeah, I thought it was Peter Sarsgaard at
first. He was just like, are you kidding me?
He's
like,
the same guy as in The Rock. He's in The Rock with Nick Cage when they're testing the
poison stuff.
Yeah. And he
the
plays
cockroaches?
He plays a very similar character. And
I put the Neo here?
Yeah.
So
Oh, I guess I'll help you with the coolest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire career.
You have to get all the snakes.
I gotta be such an asshole about this, even though it's this amazing opportunity for me to save the day.
And he's like, you can't have all the anti. I mean, he knows so much about snakes and everything, but he's like the least likely to want to save anybody, too.
Yeah,
he's so inconvenient.
He has more empathy for that snake wrangler guy in Palm Springs, like, don't kill him, than he does for helping, like, saving people on the friggin' plane.
True.
And he's just more concerned about the snake eggs that were hatching or whatever that he says in the beginning where he's like, you interrupted me with this mother snake.
First time in captivity, like, great, congratulations. There's a plane full of snakes in the air, motherfucker.
This is the first and only time this will ever happen.
Yeah.
Because the TSA will up their security and involve no snakes from here on out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you have Juliana Margulies, you have Kenan Thompson.
Oh, wait, what was your favorite?
My favorite death?
Because the snake on a dick is pretty great because we already said, hey there, big boy, or whatever he says to his own dick.
It becomes even bigger with the snake.
And then, the snake, first off, the snake is like getting, the added detail of the snake getting its face pissed on just adds insult to injury for that snake.
Hey,
I would bite, if I was a snake.
Dick bite.
Dick bite right there. He deserved it.
Motherfucking dick bite.
You can tell he's a stuntman, though, and that's why he's acting so bad, because he throws his head against the glass, and then I love when he slams his head back and just blood sprays everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so like, what the fuck?
Can you play that clip again for us one time?
Fucking snake, get off my dick!
Weirdly enough...
Yeah. Oh God, here goes.
I don't know if you guys know the story.
You probably don't.
It's a little out there.
Okay.
My first movie that I ever saw in the theaters was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that night I was like, Mom, I want a snake as a pet. And she's like, you can't have a snake as a pet. You can't get it. We don't want them in the house. Your dad doesn't like reptiles. I don't like reptiles. It'll make you look weird. You can't have a snake. I was like, fine. So the rest of that summer, all I did was search for snakes in the woods and behind our house. Finally found a gardener snake. It was sweet. And then one day I like lost my gardener snake, and then I hear my brother in the bathroom screaming,
fucking snake, get off my dick.
And to this day, he is not like snakes. But
you know, there's going to be a third movie in the Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. franchise. And I heard that one of the big scenes that was the MPAA was having an issue with was that Snake, Kurt Russell's character.
Kevin Kurt Russell Costner.
It's his brother is playing.
Oh, right. Kevin Russell.
Kevin Kurt Russell.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's attacking one of the bad guys, and what he does is this bad guy's like kind of a full, like... a bad dude.
Right.
He does some bad things with that dick. And so Snake is like, you know what? Bam! And he grabs it and he rips it off.
Whoa!
But right before he rips it off... I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that's a pretty racy scene.
I know, the MPAA is not.
So
cool,
they've had Escape from
NBA.
New York and Escape from Los Angeles. Where are they escaping from this time? Like Austin, Texas.
Escape from Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
It's a really small town.
That's gonna say. Why are people going there?
My parents live there.
I don't know if you know this, but I've got a stepbrother.
Ah.
Two stepbrothers, actually.
Oh, okay.
Is one of them Kevin Kurt Russell?
No,
one
of them's Stephen, and the other one is Richard.
Ah.
And then being Australia, out in the country, snakes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So one day, Stephen Richard, walking through the paddock, long grass, snakes everywhere. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you just hear Stephen yell.
Fucking
thing, not my dick! Dick was a nickname for Richard.
Oh, Dick was a dick! There you go, man!
Oh, there we go, I like that.
Double entendre, Alicia Malone. Nip in that. Through the paddock, long grass.
Just like, you know,
Richard, who's a dick.
You know how they have that phrase in rap? This isn't part of the improv thing, but in rap music where they're like, all y'all
suckers. Thanks for breaking down the fourth wall there, Ben.
All y'all suckers can eat a, you know, I like to say eat a Richard instead because I feel like the other phrase is gross.
Yeah.
So it's more polite.
I'll say, you know what? You can eat a Richard, sir. Hashtag eat a Richard.
No, I it would be remiss if I didn't add this in, and it's very similar to your story, Ben. But in the movie Airborne.
Oh, we're back on this.
I thought you were going to talk about the girl in college where you woke up halfway through a drunken stupor and you yelled.
She had scales tattooed on her.
She did, yeah. She was a snaky kind of girl.
Yeah, that was her nickname, was Snake.
Yeah.
Josh McCougar would never yell that. He'd be like, all right!
Let's do this.
Another Tuesday morning!
That'd be something I'd yell. I'd be like, what happened? Have you been checked lately? Where's your medical report?
She had that surgery to split her tongue so she could do a snake thing. A snake. That's why. Yeah. That's
people
why they
do that.
Oh yeah.
Weird.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention this because in my favorite movie of all time, Airborne, the 1993 rollerblading classic,
which we have to do on here.
Oh yeah,
never seen.
My birthday. We're going to do it for my birthday.
Okay, perfect.
The one of the lead characters, the best rollerblader in town, and the fastest guy to really go down the devil's backbone, is a guy by the name of Snake. Now, what you don't realize that in the pre-production for Airborne 2, which is a movie that was never made but it was always talked about, I've been trying to get a Kickstarter going for years, that we were going to bring back Snake and he was going to be training locals to traverse the devil's backbone in his vein. He was going to open up his own rollerblading school. But what happened was the guys from the rival group got really jealous of Snake and invaded his dojo of rollerblading.
Yeah.
And they attacked him, and the first move they did was the old rollerblading dick grab, and he screamed as he was dying.
Fucking dick, not my dick!
Yeah.
That old move.
I know, it's crazy.
It's a tough move.
I mean, the only other snake I can think of is Metal Gear Solid.
There's, I don't remember seeing that.
Solid Snake.
Solid Snake.
He was his name was Solid Snake in the game. And I remember...
Boring!
I'm not even going to continue with that one. Boring! Moving on!
Okay.
What is the
cinematic theory, I guess, Malone, this is a question for you, of the old woman dying? Like, don't you think that in reality Juliana Margulies should have died because she was, like, retiring and this was going to be her last flight? That's what
Juliana
I always
Margulies.
Thought was, like, the flip.
Well, no, but then they say the old woman is, too.
Yeah, that
was her flip?
Yeah, so she was offered retirement.
But she doesn't
decided,
say that until after she's dying.
That's right. Then she decided she'd have one last month. The old lady had to have one last tour.
Yeah.
I think it's just to try and add some emotion to pull heartstrings because she seems so lovely. Mm-hmm. You want her to retire and have
a nice
life.
But then the Brazilian woman from Fast and Furious says,
Elsa.
You were here for a purpose.
That's
to
right.
save my baby.
And who's married
and
to Chris Hemsworth.
It's a pretty good purpose. Yeah, Elsa Pataki.
She's married to Chris Hemsworth?
She's married to Chris Hemsworth.
They're going to have beautiful babies.
They have.
I was going to say.
Oh, they do? I don't pay attention to anything.
Way to go, Ben. But they're Australian, so obviously Alicia keeps tabs on everybody.
Well, he is. She's not.
Where is she from?
Brazil, right?
She's Brazil?
No, I think she's Israeli.
Ooh. Oh, Israeli. Yeah. I'm thinking of...
The other one.
I'm thinking because it takes place in São Paulo in Fast and Furious 5.
Is she the one that is like in love with The Rock?
No, she's in love with Vin Diesel. And then just kind of says, it's cool, you can go back with her at the end of 6. It's very strange how they just kind of kick her out of
the... Yeah, she has short hair in 6.
They kick her out of the franchise.
Okay. I lose track of it. All those girls are just really hot, and they all kind of meant together for me in those Fast and Furious movies. Like,
they do cast very similar types.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like sexy foreign.
Sexy foreign.
Is that Fast and Furious? I didn't even know that the snake, enough is enough motherfucking snakes, that there's a censored version. I didn't even know about that. But can we play that? Because I think
enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah.
Did you know about this?
No. Yeah, that's one of the most famous TV edits
ever
because it makes no sense. Monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Because planes go 7 days a week.
Yes.
Right.
And
makes no sense.
I've
right
never
there.
Seen monkeys fight snakes.
Monkey fight. Actually,
well, maybe, yeah.
There's a small village in the Amazon where the monkeys have been trained solely to fight snakes to ward off evil spirits. They've been trained over the years. I mean, it's just that's well-known knowledge. I figured both of you guys would know that.
Right. They have to get on a plane, but they're only allowed to travel five days a week. Right. So then you say,
enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
So good.
I would love to see the original PG-13 version of this, because I have a theory that this movie would suck so hard without all the violence and swearing.
And swearing, absolutely.
It'd be boring.
It'd be because you watch, and anytime it's a snake attack, just a bite, you're like, who gives a shit? But when it's like the going through the eyeball or crawling out of the guy's mouth or the heel to the head. I gagged at that part, and I don't get grossed out easy, but I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that moment. Or the guy that falls on
the
thermometer thing, and he pulls it out.
The guy, he doesn't even die from a snake bite. He dies from other causes. That would be the worst, is if you're on the snake plane, and you're like, how'd he die? Oh, he fell onto like a random piece of thermometer.
How'd he die? Too many people were going up the spiral staircase at one point. And they hit the weight limit.
Which is by far like the hand. Okay, that scene always gets me. Is like, okay, they're trying to rush up, but they're not supposed to be in first class. So everybody's, and then that has to be the world's worst constructed stairs that
the
it just like falls.
Yeah. The spiral version, but it perfectly fits a life raft.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yes. The measurement of the life raft.
Which brings me back to my point earlier where Sam Jackson thanks Sean at the end and goes, I couldn't have done it without you. And I'm like, yeah, you could have. You pretty much did everything
without him. And if anything, he was the obstacle that was keeping everybody not in great
first
position.
Class.
Yeah, because
well, he was the whole reason that everyone had snakes on the plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Dick.
Go ride a motorcycle or a motorbike and drink some Red Bull.
Yeah.
But this.
He actually couldn't have done it without Keenan.
Yeah, and PlayStation.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Trademark, patent pending.
Can we just play that clip? Yeah. All praise be to PlayStation, G.
All praises to the PlayStation.
All praises to the PlayStation.
And I mentioned like PlayStation 2 a couple of times. I love the foreshadowing at the start of the film where he's playing the game and you think, oh, it's worthless. It's no good.
Just I mean, the product placement in this movie is pretty spot on.
When that happened in the theaters, though, I think it was a mixture of half the audience laughed hysterically and the other half was like, fuck you. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You went too far. I cannot stand Keenan.
Really?
I'm sure he's a nice person. I shouldn't say I hate him, but I don't like his acting. I don't like him on SNL. I never have.
Really? What up with that?
I feel like he... That's okay.
Rebo.
That's okay. I feel like he's always about to break. I feel like he's always like on the... He's like the Jimmy Fallon of it. Where Fallon was
charming.
Like, yeah, and he's always like... Half like every character has a half smile, like I'm about to laugh, you know. And I feel like that in his acting too.
You kind of look like a snake when you make that face. It's kind of crazy.
I think Kel was way more talented than Keenan and Kel, and then Kel just
he didn't pursue.
So you didn't buy him as Troy,
I didn't.
Pilot?
Was he like a security guard for that?
I don't know. And that
three Gs.
There's another
4G is just two.
That's a terrible joke in the beginning too when he's like, he's the Howard Hughes of. What did he say?
Rap or
Howard Hughes a rap, and he's like, "What'd you say?" And they're like, "Oh, look at all this crap. Who would buy this?" And I'm like, "What? Who? How did that get passed on set? Like on set, did no one? Because Keenan, my opinions of him aside, he still has comedic timing, and he still knows what jokes are.
Uh-huh.
And so does the other actor's really funny too in this movie. So I'm like, how did that pass as like the Yep, that's the funniest this moment can be.
Run with it.
You know what I mean? When you see a movie and you see the joke and you're like,
and then
that was the funniest joke you guys came up with on the day?
Yeah.
I felt that way a lot about Pixels.
Listen, I don't know a whole lot about...
That's a whole nother. I'm going tangential today.
Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about landing an airplane, but I got to imagine that there's way more to it. Then what came out of that? They like bounced it, and it was like turn. We have that the turn the motherfucker left part.
Left! Turn this big motherfucker left, Troy.
Yeah,
Troy. And now, how does he know how to use all the controls when he's only got that?
Yeah,
right. He's got four buttons. Have you ever been inside of a cockpit? There's 1 billion buttons in a plane cockpit.
It's insane. There's more buttons than on like a mixer board at like a rock studio.
There's like 30 mixer boards in a row.
All you have to do is pull up.
Brakes, and apparently just brakes like on a car. Just that is the brakes.
Slams on him with his feet. Yeah. I love every movie involving a plane where they're like pull up, and they all obligatorily do the like.
I want to be in a plane to see if that's hard, if that is that hard.
It's like they're pulling it up with their own strength.
Yeah.
Like controlling the plane.
Like a mom saving their baby from a car, you know, it's like,
baby Jessica in a well, yeah, like with the plane.
There you go.
Can you play that clip one more time there, Jonathan?
I've never heard Samuel Jackson's voice crack.
Yeah.
It gives some vulnerability to him. Little I like
bit of,
that a lot. A
little bit of pubescent, prepubescent Samuel
Jackson. I like pubescent, though.
Super pubescent. I was, back when I was a kid, I was a soapbox derby rider.
Yeah.
And, I was Pennsylvania champion in the duel, like two of my buddies, but I was the brakeman, and, the guy in the front was obviously the driver. And, you know, you could go straight downhill, but there was also road courses. And my buddy Troy was the driver. I mean, he was so good. Our second year, we added weight to the car because we wanted to go faster. And it was just a little too hard to handle. But we're coming down and we're neck and neck with the two kids from Bethel Park. And I've screamed right into Troy's ear. Yeah,
it's weird.
And my voice even cracked too.
It's weird. You had a friend named Troy. I had one of my close friends growing up was named Troy, and I lived in Akron, Ohio. We went sledding every year.
Sure.
And there's this one hill we'd go down. And we'd take a toboggan down, which is a big ass sled, right?
Great sled.
You know, you get like four people on it. I was in the back. Troy was in the front steering, and we're going down, and we hit this weird bump, and we start heading towards a tree. And I'm just freaking out because I know we hit that tree, we're dead. All four of us, dead sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I scream at Troy.
Side of dead fries.
And instead we all just jumped off the sled and then it just kind of went eek. And it was fine.
That's weird because I had a boyfriend called Troy. And he and I used to go horse riding all the time.
Oh, nice.
And then one night we thought we would sneak into the paddock.
Again with this paddock.
Thinking about paddocks and snakes. And we decided that we would steal this stallion and go for a bareback ride. So he was at the front. I was at the back. Suddenly the stallion got terrified and started running, galloping down the hill as fast as we could. We're going to fall off. But a way to stop a horse is you have to turn it really fast because then it, you know, can't go anywhere. It's going to stop. So I was on the back and all I could scream was... And I also sounded like Samuel Jackson. Really weird.
Really good.
Something about her stories where I actually believe them. Where ours, I just feel like they're bullshit. But hers, I'm like... She was on a horse with Troy. Breaking in a paddock.
I don't know if you know this, but my first...
It's just because Australians are cooler.
They're the best. They're way
Damn
cooler.
It.
My first job in Hollywood, I was working on the movie Troy with Brad Pitt. And everything with that day on Troy, it was just going wrong. Nothing
you
was
were
going...
You like the kind of orgy scene that they cut
exactly.
from the movie?
Yeah.
It was the Caligula orgy scene.
It was in Troy. They cut they it for cut ratings. It.
Yeah, whatever. You look and, great in it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thanks, man. And and so everything just, nothing was going right that day. Nothing was going right. So I just went up to the director. His name was Eric von Trisseldorf.
Pretty sure it was Wolfgang Petersen.
Wolfgang Petersen. I was close. And I screamed in his ear. I pulled the earphones off and screamed right in his ear.
Because left would have saved the
Because everything
day.
Was going right that day. We needed to go left. I mean, nothing was going right that
nothing
day.
Nothing was going right, so you got to keep going left.
Exactly.
That was such a... I'm reaching. I'm trying to get that one. I can't quite reach it.
Just about the name Troy.
Yes. Well, I believe we have a couple more clips, because then we're going to end with the awesome one, and we're just going to take it out as many times as we can say.
So good.
Yes.
I feel like we should pitch what we would have said that said... That said, instead of motherfucking snakes on motherfucking plane, instead of monkey fighting snakes on a Monday to Friday, Friday. Like a
or sequels too is a good one too. Oh yeah, let's do that thing. Let's do the Monday to Friday thing real quick.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's going? Oh, you're just gonna put me on the spot.
Yeah.
That's it. I've had it with these oversalted fries on this dirty, greasy plane.
I think it has to be an M&F.
All right, sorry. I fucked up. You put me on the spot. Yeah. I froze. You go then.
I've had it with these movie-friendly snakes on this motion-forward plane.
Whoa! Oh
my God. Yeah!
Yes!
I don't know. It made no sense.
I've had
it. It was better than mine.
These Maloney Frenchy snakes on this masturbating freaky plane.
I've had it with these mustard mayonnaise snakes on this... Multigrain muffin plane. Yeah.
We'll take it then. Still didn't get the F's in there, but we'll treat
Wait,
it.
Wait, what did I do? Oh, god damn it.
You went two M's instead of an M and an F.
Fuck me. I gotta win. Hold on. I gotta figure this out.
Malone, go for one.
It would have been mustard. I've had it with these mayonnaise fries on this Malaysian flying plane.
Oh, take it to Malaysian flying. Oh, god. I've had it with these murdering, farting snakes. On this Maitland Madison fart fraggin' farkle.
I think you got it.
This plane.
I've had it with these mopey floppy snakes on this murderous Friday plane.
Yeah, you got Friday back in there.
Oh, fuck. All right, okay, I'm trying.
I've had it with these Tony Danza snakes on this Angela Bowers plane. Okay.
Every time I say it,
let's go to.
Tell me I failed.
What did you say? The snakes on crack?
Snakes on crack.
Snakes on crack.
That's good news. Snakes on crack.
Yes. Any snakes on something they could get as many times in the film is perfect.
Snakes on meth, snakes on crack, snakes on dick, snakes on nipple.
Snakes on boob, yeah.
Snakes in a barf bag. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Snakes in a mouth.
How did it
snakes
get in there?
They come down
snakes
from
in the
oxygen
mask.
Thing as well.
Man, they are some crafty, quick snakes. As soon as they're out, they get in places that we didn't know.
But yet they just have no idea how to get to first class.
No.
No idea.
They're
like,
go up the stairs.
We can get everywhere, but
snakes can't climb stairs. Do you guys know that?
That's like a. Can I definitely come?
No, yeah, it's like a reptilian thing. They can't. I don't know. Is that true, Jonathan? You look that up.
Jonathan, can you Google can snakes climb stairs?
I think it's. They probably can.
I would imagine they can.
The snake that I killed, it wrapped itself around the tire of my car.
Oh,
so when
what?
I got out of the car, it lunged at me.
What?
And I ran, and then I got a big shovel.
What kind of snake
it.
Was
a
it?
A brown snake, which is really poisonous.
Get out of here!
Yeah. Shit. But that's what it would do. These snakes would go up into your tire, like above your tire, and hide. Above your wheel.
Because they were like assassin snakes. Like
Australian snakes.
Spiders that are as big as dinner plates and fucking snakes in fucking wheel wells on fucking cars.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes in my motherfucking wheel well.
Yeah, I'm tired of these motherfucking Australian snakes just killing everything.
Christ.
Oh, but man. Come to Australia, it's really nice.
Did you just see my face? Like, it's lovely there.
Come on, show you. It's really nice.
It's Australia. We'll
Have a long grass.
What we do is we just sing and clap as we go through the grass, because then they would get scared and run away.
Oh, okay.
Is that why you're always singing and dancing? Because you have snakes near you?
Snakes go away.
Got it.
Snakes born with legs.
Can snakes climb stairs?
I was watching the behind the scenes on this.
They can climb stairs.
Yeah, they're agile creatures.
They can climb stairs, but not ladders.
Not ladders. But they can slither up walls.
What?
And they have no difficulty getting up or down a flight of stairs. Plot hole.
Shit.
Yeah, that's the one thing I never understood is like how, and what is he doing the entire time when all this shit's going down? Is he just looking like, guys, everybody okay?
Yeah.
Guys, it's been like 20 minutes. I hear a lot of screaming.
I ordered the kosher meal and it hasn't showed up.
Tiffany?
Tiffany? She's the most overtly flirtatious.
Oh my God.
She's
does
like
her thing, and then when she's doing the.
For what reason does his ripped jeans really get
like
going?
He's such a
I
dork.
I thought it was like because she thinks he's a bad guy, right?
Oh, I thought it was because
escorting him. I think, I thought she was like, "Oh, tell me what you did."
Or like he's really rich and that's why he bought out all first class or something. But does she know?
I thought she was going to be a bad girl, like in with Eddie Kim, and that's why she was flirting with him. And then I was like, "Oh no, she's just a really terribly written female character by a male writer." She's just a misogynistic female, like just like a total.
Slutty flight attendant.
Let's add that in.
Yeah. What else we got in there, Jonathan?
Did I just hear there's no first class? I'm afraid only coach is available. Coach? Is it safe there?
Little does she know, it is not safe in
coach. Yeah. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
That's what I like. I like later on when there's
really
the rattle.
Oh, yeah.
There's several moments where you think, ooh, the snakes are going to come. Not yet.
I like how they would go to the snake's point of view and it was like Predator. Or
Renee watched a little bit of this with me last night and the snake POV drove her insane. Every time it happened, she's like, why the fuck do I care about what the snake? I don't like this. This is dumb.
Yeah.
And
it was kind of a cool cinematic trick, though. I'll give it,
it
to you on that one. I mean,
it's hard to see though. I was like, where are they? Oh, yeah.
Have you ever worn those beer goggles? Not like legit blacked out drunk beer goggles, like the ones that you like go. So you put those on and you can get like obviously different levels of drunk, you know, like you're like a couple beers.
Wait. There are goggles that actually make you feel like you're.
Yeah, you put them on.
Why would you want those?
And you're like, it's your crazy. Because they show you at like when you go, like this is what drunk driving is like. And then you put them on and you have to test the car. So it's like, it's pretty funny that they have these things where like you're supposed to walk a line. It's like at a police conference. I've done like a bunch of corporate hosting where there'll be like these people at like health conventions. Yeah, corporate hosting. And, you put them on, like, you have to walk the straight line. And it's impossible.
I was like, DUI checks right now? Exactly. I know a lot of hosting and DUI checks.
Guys, I haven't. But yeah, but that's what it's like. The beer goggles look like snake vision. Snake vision.
Snakes are drunk.
Snakes are drunk. On pheromones.
Did anybody else think that, like, it starts off like a slow build. There's like one or they kill the two in the bathroom and then the snake on a dick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, it just escalates so
quickly. Because the oxygen masks drop because the snakes hit the thing.
I know, but don't
you think it opens up and then
didn't anybody want maybe a couple more little kills before like the shit just hits the fan?
I agree. Yeah. I think it goes too quickly.
It's just because at first mayhem. You're like, ooh, and you kill the captain. Okay, I thought they were going to pick off a few more people and then mayhem. Him because that felt like the third act, and then so when they now I'm just getting this is not structurally okay, but then because then when they repeat the same beat again in First Class, it's not as cool as the coach attack because we didn't have a little bit more of a build up. You know?
Yeah, I would have liked a few more characters to kill off people that you get attached to.
Yeah, I did
feel bad for the couple with the guy who was scared.
So
of
did
I.
I
know, man.
He was weirdly calm when the shit went down.
I know.
He was like, okay, I guess this is what I meant to happen.
Those
and then
are
they
the most sympathetic characters I think in the entire movie.
I thought, they were definitely surviving, and then they got it the worst. They got like 60 snakes.
Yeah, poor. They're on their honeymoon.
Yeah,
honeymoon.
That's so
he
shitty.
He went to Hawaii because she wanted to go.
And you know,
he hates flying. It's
not
sweet.
To pick it apart even more, but if you're going to kill off the two most sympathetic in the rules of horror films and things like that, if you're going to kill off the two most sympathetic characters, do it so that he's saving her, and then he gets killed, and then she gets killed. Don't do it where they're just laying there, where they get hit by a tray cart, and then they're like, "Oh shit." You've grown. Those are the only two characters you really give a shit about. The rest of them are all egomaniacs or douchebag stereotypes.
Or Juliana Margulies.
Juliana Margulies, that's the only character you really care about.
And they took off the Lays. So that's why the first time I saw it, I thought they're going to be okay because they figured it out. They took that off.
But they had some left on them.
So as much as I love this movie, there are a couple things I'm like,
I mean, that's obviously, you know.
And you just make him a hero. Make him save his wife. Then she gets killed later.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would have been great, actually, if he stepped up.
Because he's such a wuss the whole time.
He's scared, and then all of a sudden, he takes
and then she goes safety,
team,
and then
maybe.
She gets killed trying to save the baby. That
or something,
been
yeah.
Like
something
more
so that it's. Because right now it's just mayhem. It's just like the only person that saves anybody is really Sam Jackson, Julianne Margulies, and the old lady. What's her name?
The movie's called
Lynn Kay or something. She's in every horror film ever, and she's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, the movie's called Snakes on the Plane, Ben. It's not called Braveheart.
I know.
Let's play our last clip, which I believe is the R-rated version.
That's all we had?
Yeah.
We didn't have anything else? Yeah, you're right. We did everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Can we play K real quick? Oh, is that the one we already played? Yeah, Snake Scenario. This is why Bobby Cannavale is so good, because him and Sam Jackson can play this scene completely straight.
You know all those goddamn security scenarios we ran? Well, I'm smack in the middle of one we could think of.
What are you talking about?
Anakin somehow managed to fill the plane with poisonous snakes.
Like, they can do that so
and you believe
so
it, and
straight.
He's like, okay, all right.
And his reaction is so good.
It is. It's really natural and spot on.
Can we play the music video?
Wait, no, we're going to play the last Samuel L. Jackson, and then the music.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
The best. And that line comes, like, it feels weird.
It does feel weird.
Natural.
It comes out of nowhere.
Like,
enough is enough comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He hasn't built up to that. He's standing there and
all very non sequitur.
Enough is enough, but it was because it was
just
for the fans.
Yeah, and it's also because there's snakes in the cockpit. And that's the biggest ridiculous thing that we didn't even talk about real quick, is that the only way to get the snakes out of the cockpit is to have everyone strap in, shoot a giant fucking hole in the plane, and
suck
then suck all the snakes out.
You can't breathe, can you.
And not really. And where do all the... Because the oxygen masks don't work anymore.
Yeah.
And where do all the snakes go? There should be a sequel where all 100 snakes just landed on, like, a suburban town, and they're like, fuck! Like,
snakes in the suburbs!
Snakes in the suburbs!
Or someone sailing, and it's like,
because there's no way all
those snakes... over the ocean.
There's no way all those snakes died on impact. They're somewhere now.
Yeah. Well, they can't survive in water. A lot of snakes can't.
They're waiting.
They landed on a boat, and now it's snakes on a boat.
snakes on a boat.
Cruise ship.
Snakes. Speed 2 cruise control meets snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a cruise.
Snakes on a cruise.
That's good. Oh my God. Because cruise ships are my worst nightmare.
As long as Jason Patrick is in it, snakes on a cruise.
Oh, man. That's so good.
It's so good.
Why did a sequel never come out?
Yeah, I don't know. It would have been incredible.
It didn't do very well at the box office, even despite all the lead up to it. Yeah. And everyone was so excited about it. It didn't make much money.
It kind of bombed.
And the reviews were just like, eh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
this
like
was
bad
Sharknado before Sharknado existed.
Yeah.
Now Sharknado's getting all this. I've never seen Sharknado, but it's getting all this stuff, and I feel like this was the original.
Sharknado.
And better.
Sure.
Far superior. Yeah.
All right, let's play that one more time, and then the song, and then we will go out on that.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
And kudos to Sam Jackson, because they were going to change the title, and Sam said, nope, I signed on because it's called Snakes on a Plane, and that's what it'll be called.
Fucking
motherfuckers!
I feel like he's the coolest guy in Hollywood.
He
I feel
is.
Like he's one of the top 10 coolest people out there. You just wish he was like your
uncle
or something. You know, you wish he was. You wish you were related to Sam Jackson. So you could go to family reunions and just hear his stories.
Sam motherfucking Jackson.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to Guilty Movie Pleasures. A special thanks to Ms. Alicia Malone, the queen of snakes on a plane. Thank you for your fourth appearance here on Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Next time petitioning for Grease 2.
Grease 2.
Never seen it.
Okay. Alicia comes on next time with Grease 2. Next week we're doing Hard Rain with Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman. With my two buddies, Casey Slosser and Mark Henrietto, they wanted to talk that movie, so we're bringing them on.
I don't remember it at all. I saw it once, and I remember being like, they're in a,
I've never seen it.
They're in a school on a jet ski at one point.
Awesome.
In the water.
I'm Josh McCuga, at Josh McCuga. You guys can see my show, Between the Sheets. Release an episode every Monday, youtube.com/BetweenTheSheetsTV.
At Ben Begley Comedy, where you can also find links to now Funhouse Massacre, the movie that my wife and I wrote. We have a Twitter page and a Facebook page.
Nice.
So Facebook.com, the Funhouse Massacre, and at Twitter is at Funhouse Mass. Because you can't, there's a letter limit, which is stupid.
It just sounds like church being
it does.
Fun.
It sounds just like, we're going to have church. A carnival church.
Thank you guys as always for watching. Until the next time, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its own expressed.